Satan's doing his best to create a race war in this nation right now, and he's got people that are throwing the fuel on the fire. And we better get real about this. Amen. We know the answers to it. The love of God is the answer to it. Amen. The plan will stop the storm. The plan is bigger than cancer. It'll stop cancer. The plan is bigger than wayward children. It'll bring wayward children home. Glory to God. Amen.
No matter what is happening in your life or in the world around you, God has a plan to reconcile and restore all that is not right. Join Kenneth Copeland as he describes God's Jubilee plan on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Matthew 15, 20. And Jesus departed from there, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. Now we are about to have church. And great multitudes, there's a lot of people there, came unto him. What'd they do? They came unto him, having with them lame, blind, dumb, maimed. That's people that have been maimed. They've had limbs cut off. They've had eyeballs knocked completely out of their socket. They're maimed people. They're more than just lame. They're maimed. And many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. I'm telling you, the maimed are on their way to your church. 2015, you're going to see this. And Gloria and I were sitting together in our living room chairs. We were out of town, and we were watching online. And we were sitting there watching the service. And the word of the Lord came to me. Exodus, turn there with me. When Jesus ministered, you remember when those four guys broke up the roof and let the sick man down through that roof? If you look at that, if you study, it said he was in the house. He was at home in Capernaum. And they went to his house and you couldn't get in. So they just went up on the roof and tore the roof up and let him down in there. Amen. I heard Keith talking about that in one of his messages. And he said, you know, the dirt and plaster and stuff coming down. He said, you know how preachers are about their hair. And he said, the whole room is full of preachers. All of them preachers. Couldn't nobody else get in. Finest donkeys in the land parked right out there in front. And this faith boys and that sick man couldn't get in there. But they're cracking up the roof. Well, it's Jesus' house. But the word said he saw their faith. Amen. He saw it. You can see faith. I remember one time I was talking to a man at the Home Depot. And that's where I found Larry. But it wasn't him. It was another guy. And he said, well, I'm telling you what. And he told me what church he went to, and we talked a little bit about, you know, about spirit-filled life, so forth and so on. He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I said, things are really bad. I said, yeah, but I'm telling you, on the other hand, things are better than, yeah, yeah. I don't care what I said good. He matched it with unbelief. He was proficient at it. Every scripture I quoted, he quoted the newspaper. And I thought, I know now how Jesus felt when people just absolutely wouldn't receive anything he said. Well, somebody like that, you can't do anything for them. Because let me show you what's happening here. When God moves and invades the natural realm with his glory, it's like driving up to an airport gate and fence. No unauthorized persons allowed. That means you're either flight crew or you are passenger for an airplane that's on that ramp. Otherwise, you don't belong on that ramp. You understand? And they're real sticky about that anymore. No unauthorized personnel. I mash the little button. I give them my airplane tail number, and the gate opens. And I drive through, and here comes some other clown right on my bumper. Now, what's he doing? He's piggybacking my authority. He's piggybacking my right to be there. And when God invades the natural realm with his glory, Satan moves in there and piggybacks right in behind him. So what's happening here? In the same environment where God is doing great and marvelous things, Satan is trying to match him doing great and awful things. That's the reason there's so much bad stuff going on television. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you and I don't get to praying about it, Satan's doing his best to create a race war in this nation right now. And he's got people that are throwing the fuel on the fire. And we better get real about this. Amen. We know the answers to it. The love of God is the answer to it. Amen. And I'm telling you, black pastors, you better start preaching that. Because you got the power. You got something to say. Amen. It's time for some black pastors and some white pastors to go visit the policeman in your area. You ought to have a relationship with your police officers. I'm telling you, hey, don't you come around Fort Worth, Texas and start talking bad about Kenneth Copeland Ministry. You get some policemen on your case. Amen. Because we help them. We let them know we love them. Amen. The Fort Worth SWAT team. They were all in my office there, the whole Fort Worth team, the mayor and his wife. And so we opened the Bible and I preached to them from Romans 13:8 that police officers and military people are ministers of God for our good. And it's very, very easy. It doesn't take a big revelation to figure it out. It says, would you enjoy the government treating you right? Then obey the law. Duh. Amen. But the problem is there is a lack of honor and respect on both sides because honor hasn't been preached for years. And young people don't even know what it is. When you tell people now that are two, three generations younger than me, now you need to know how to do the right thing. Well, the right thing to them is whatever's best for me. I'm sure that's what it is. No. It has to do with principles. And you can't even say anymore, what would John Wayne do? Because these kids don't know who John Wayne is. It ought to be required. If you can't get them in the Bible, dear God, you ought to make them watch John Wayne movies every Monday morning in school. Amen. But they don't understand that honor has to be sensed. Respect. High regard. I have high regard for the Word of God. I have high regard for the men and women that preach it. High regard. I have high regard for police officers. No police officer in my presence will buy his own meals. No, 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 no. And I've had some of them argue with me about it, you know, and I tell them, I say, all right, now, boy, now listen. I'm old enough to do whatever I want to do. You understand? Now you sit there and be still because I am going to pay for your lunch. And they kind of smile and say, okay. Same with the military. I took my children and introduced them to policemen in the cafeteria one up. They were just small. I said, Kelly and John, now these are the men that'll help you. You need to respect them at all times. They are ministers of God, just like I am. Now, see how that needs to be taught? And I'm saying this by the Holy Ghost. You pray. Pastor, you pray. And you get you a partner. White pastor, you get you a black partner. Black pastor, you get you a white partner. And you go visit the police. And you go talk to them and tell them, we're standing together. You understand? We're standing together. And there's numbers of other things that we have done over the years where our policemen are concerned. Happy Caldwell in Little Rock, Arkansas, he went to the police department and told him, he said, listen, now this is your church. We support you in this place. And the church receives offerings for them. And he said, our church is available to you. If you ever have a fallen officer, you have the funeral right here if you don't have some place to do it. And now the Little Rock Police Department has all of their funerals at Agape Church. Do you see what kind of relationship that needs to be? That's what's missing. That's what is missing. Amen. It'll change things. It'll change the atmosphere when you don't even know how it changed. It'll change the atmosphere in a school. It changed it. You know, those little old school prayers, I remember those prayers when the teacher used to have us put her head down and somebody would pray. And it was just a little prayer. But what was it? It's respect for God. And then we'd do the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. Well, what happened when that left? It wasn't the content of those prayers that was keeping guard and life in those schools. It was the respect for God. And when that left, so did the protection. But hey, you know what? This is our year. We're getting it back. We're getting it back. Our country is about to be born again. It's in the labor. It's in labor right now. That's what's happening to it right now. Amen. Now, where did I tell you to turn? Matthew 15, didn't I? Huh? I told you to turn to Exodus. I didn't tell you to turn. Turn to Exodus 34. And Gloria and I were sitting there and we were watching Terry and George and oh man, that service is so good and it is so rich and the healing power of God was there and I'm just soaking it in, man. And this word came, Exodus 34, 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Oh, oh, my, my. His covenants are for 1,000 generations. When you say, behold, I make a covenant, I mean your antenna ought to go straight up. You say, yes, sir, I'm about to hear a promise, a covenant statement from God. I can latch on to this. There's no private interpretation to this. Terry read that earlier in the service tonight, or quoted it. I make a covenant. I said out loud, Lord, I enter this covenant with you. Before all your people, in 2015, I will do marvels such as not been done in all the earth nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. The word terrible there in Hebrew is awesome display of power. Man, I grabbed it. And when I was praying over this message tonight, I said, Lord, I know you said this is the year of the overcomer. And he said, I want you to preach Jubilee. He said, 2015 is an outbreak of Jubilee like's never been seen among my people. This is liberty time. This is time for the captive to go free. This is a time for the blind to see. This is a time for the poor to break out. Hallelujah. And we entered covenant with him. EMIC has entered covenant with him on Exodus 34:10. Glory be to God. I don't preach myself plumb happy tonight. Hallelujah. I'm gonna read that again. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Say it out loud. I enter that covenant. Before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord. For it is an awesome display of power that I will do with you. And all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. Do it, Lord. Be it done unto us. Even as you have spoken. Stand up and let's receive it. Stand up and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my year to overcome. I'm seeing great, wonderful, marvelous things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Come on, Jordan, Terry. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I don't care if you have fouled up seven ways to Sunday. I don't care if you've screwed up everything God ever told you to do. Hey, that's all over. It's all behind you. And Paul was in that sinking ship, been out there in that hurricane for weeks and weeks. He said there was no hope for any of us to be saved. But Jesus had told him months before that he was going to Rome. Then an angel appeared to him and said, you are going to Rome. He didn't say, and you are going to sink in a ship on your way to Rome. And that angel came and stood beside him. He said, the angel of the Lord came and stood beside me this night. And he said, you are going to Rome. What did he do? He reminded him of the plan. So Paul said, yeah, we're going to Rome. Yeah. Now, once he took hold of that plan again, all the concern about dying in that storm left, because the plan's bigger than the storm. The plan will stop the storm. The plan is bigger than cancer. It'll stop cancer. The plan is bigger than wayward children. It'll bring wayward children home. Glory to God. Amen. The plan is bigger than your finances. Way bigger than your death. And he goes out right in the middle of that crew and he said, cheer up, boys, cheer up. They're throwing up. And he says, cheer up. Hey, we're not any of us going to die if you'll pay attention to what I tell you and obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
That's the plan. I don't care. I don't care if they accuse you of killing your grandma. A man that was on death row in the state of Arkansas years ago. He was on death row. He was a young man. But he said, Ken, I was raised by crooks. He said, my daddy was an ex-con. My mother was an ex-con. He said, all my brothers did time. And he said, that's the only thing I knew. I didn't know anything about living right. But he was on death row, and he got a hold of some of our books, and he got on the Word of God, and he got turned around, received the Holy Ghost, surrendered to preach. And God got him off of death row. And when he got out, he said, I didn't understand it. I had no idea how to live straight, man. So he said, I just got your schedule. And he said, I marked off all of your meetings, and I would go to the town where you're going to have a meeting, and I'd get me a job, and I'd stay there till the meeting came, and I'd quit my job and come to every service in the meeting. And then when you get done, I'd go to the next town where you's going to be. And he said, God bless me with a job, and I'd go to work. And he said, I'd go to every meeting. I got every tape, and I was listening to all these tapes. That guy stayed in the Word of God until he wound up dean of a Bible school. Now, that's what the Word will do in your life. But that was the plan all the time. The plan was not death row in the state of Arkansas. You understand? That never was God's plan for him. Yep. God's plan for him was to be dean of a Bible college. Glory to God. And it don't make any difference how far underneath the dungeon you are. If you'll cry out for that plan and get on the Word of God, God will bypass 5 million people just to get to you because you've got a little faith.
Oh, praise God.
And if he has to pick that dungeon up and throw it into the sea to get you out of it and get you on the plan. Amen. And it's time. It's time. 2015. All is well.
All is well.
All is well. Remember the woman that went to the prophet? I mean, her respect for that prophet supernaturally brought her a child that she'd never been able to have. But then that child had a sunstroke in the field and died. And man, she went after that prophet. She went after him and just charged off out there after him. And they said, "Ooh, here come that woman." And she dropped down in front of him at his feet and grabbed hold of him. And he said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "All is well." Well, he knew something's wrong. What is she saying? She's talking by faith. She's talking faith, man. Why was all as well? Because she had that prophet by the legs.
Yeah.
All is well.
Yeah.
All is well.
That's
I'm here now.
Yeah.
I'm on my face in front of this prophet. I got it made now. Glory to God. The devil's whipped already right now. Got her boy raised from the dead, too. Amen.
Jesus.
All is well.
Thank you.
All is well. All is well. All is well.
All is
well.
All is well.
All is well. And we have a covenant with God. Hallelujah.
You can face every challenge in life with hope as a blueprint and with faith in God and His Word. The Victory Over Anything package gives you what you need to transform your thinking, to change your circumstances, and to overcome the most difficult situations. Discover what Bible hope is with Kenneth Copeland's CD teaching series, Hope, the Blueprint of Faith. Learn how hope and love work together. Create an inner image of hope. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand in God's grace and experience victory. When trouble arises, don't blame God. He didn't cause it. Find out who did in Kenneth Copeland's book, Know Your Enemy. Discover the scriptural evidence that will, once and for all, reveal the true source of your trouble and enable you to be victorious. You are more than a conqueror. Get ready to experience victory over anything. Order the Victory Over Anything package today for only $32.98. Learn how to recognize the enemy's strategy against you. Then receive God's hope and love to stand strong in His grace and experience victory in every area of your life. To order this package, call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online at kcm.org/TV special. Partnership distributes God's anointings. Through partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you have access to the anointing and graces on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their partners. And you become part of something bigger as your anointing and graces are now available to the Copelands and their partners.
I know that the anointedness on him is on all his partners.
Being partners with KCM and with Kenneth and Gloria and everyone, it increases our faith also to know that, do you know what, they're out there doing it, and what God's doing for them, He can also do for us.
Here's one anointing, here's another anointing, but when the Spirit of God joins them together, you've established an anointing that didn't exist, but it's a combination of those two.
We allow Him to join us in divine connections and so forth. It increases the anointing in both of them.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 14th through 16th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2015 South Africa Victory Campaign at Rhema Church in Randburg, South Africa. June 5th and 6th, come experience the 2015 Peru Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland in Lima, Peru at the Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in San Borja. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.